Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, June 5th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And normally joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, but he had a scheduling conflict, so we've got Brandon Knight, second time here. Welcome, Brandon, to Vital Health Radio.
Good morning, everyone.
Brandon is highly experienced in the world of many worlds, but one of which I certainly value is his intuition, wisdom, and knowledge with guarding health, especially holistic health, but also most of the other parts to that puzzle. And we've had some wonderful conversations over many, many years. So I know you'll enjoy hearing some of his feedback and concepts. Well, I'm going to have to say that I'm not a moviegoer, Brandon, but I am an aviator. I love flying small planes, as if people who have listened to this show know. And I have been waiting for 3 years to go see Top Gun Maverick that came out. And I went Sunday. We had actually kind of a private viewing. Pilots at the at Crystal Air, Taylor Newman, a wonderful instructor, invited myself and many pilots to come over and watch it. And, you know, I used to be a moviegoer, and I realized that sequels normally don't equal the first one. I will tell you, of course, I am just a testosterone-driven pilot. It rocked my world.
Oh, that's awesome. I wasn't expecting that for the sequel.
So well done and put together. And, you know, I just have to give... You know, I don't know the personal life of Tom Cruise, and a lot of people don't like him. A lot of people do, but he has to be practicing good health habits.
Oh,
the
yeah.
guy is 59
no
years old. He looks like he's 39, and he's not pumped up on steroids, and he doesn't. I mean, probably it does something facial wise, but you can't tell anything. Amazing, his skill level, his physical fitness, his physique, and when you have all these close-ups on a movie, I know makeup is so perfect and you can't tell it, but the guy looks, his skin looks so freaking healthy.
I know, really.
And you can't just fix it with Botox. I mean, there's a level of health that I've learned to appreciate just by observation of people. So recommend Top Gun. Actually, going back next Tuesday with my best buddy, Brian Connell, we're going to go to IMAX. I got to see it twice. It did make me want to jump out of the movie theater and go fly my 1942 Stearman biplane upside down, I will have to say.
I can only imagine.
And then ride my Harley-Davidson at 100 miles an hour back to the to my house, but I didn't do either of those, I will have to say. I know Dr. Green would be laughing right now, but I did fly to Tullahoma yesterday in the regular plane. Had to pretty good winds, but it was interesting and had a really, really nice time. I want to... I'll mention, like I have before, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo went on, and it was fantastic, absolutely incredible. Vascular Institute, Whitfield Media, it was just a rock and roll show, and I just love the fact that everyone worked so hard to pull that one off. You know, there was a really interesting study, and I'm not going to get into too many things in the first segment here, but CBD keeps popping up, and CBD, of course, is, you know, most of us know now, kind of from the hemp family and things. But there was a study done, and I posted it on Vital Health Radio Facebook about CBD reducing COVID lung damage. Mm-hmm. CBD, you know, most of us think of it as helping sleep and pain, which if it's done properly, it is beneficial. This study was very interesting because there's so many implications to natural nature's pharmacy. And, you know, the World Health Organization still says 70% of the world uses botanical medicines. What are botanical medicines? They're more natural medicines. And why do they do that? Because the cost, the safety, and the effectiveness is very impressive when you look at it, if all the pieces of the puzzle are placed in the right order. In this country, we do not have a medical system that embraces any of or almost none of the natural pharmacies because of profits agendas behind that. The people in the systems are really great people, of course, all the way down the list, and all the physicians that we talk to and healthcare workers and nurses, wonderfully heart-driven, but they're in a system that is not allowing them to entertain this conversation. Now, one thing I want to talk about, Brandon, and you can, two things I want to talk about in the third segment, one of which is a carnivore diet. I'm hugely invested in that. And I have to say, I got to thank Adam at the store. I was not into this until about 2 years ago. And, you know, I kind of bought into the, if it doesn't look green, come from the dirt, then it's not healthy, because a lot of these movies that came out from, Farm to Fork, all the way down the list, really had some hidden agendas too. And those were to convince people that meat was going to kill us. And I just completely do not agree with that in the right format now. And we're going to talk about it in the third segment. And the other thing in the third segment, I want two things talked about. Carnivore diet, why we'd want to embrace it, why it's not dangerous if done properly, and what it can do for a human. And secondly, my take again on how to deal with chronic pain. I'm now into 19 months of pretty significant hip pain that has debilitated me at times, and other times I'm doing okay. Having a really good couple days right now. Very, very thankful for that. And I am learning as I go so many life lessons.
Pain will teach you. It's a great teacher.
It is an awesome teacher. It is a poor, listened to this meditation by Sarah Blondin, that pain is a portal to the divine. And I really like that. That doesn't mean that I want the pain, but sometimes there's nothing we can do about it. And sometimes pain is mandatory, but you know what? Suffering can be optional. And so it's been a very good spiritual process for me in regard to how I've handled it.
For sure.
I want to talk about why I think my pain lingered so long, and what I've done about it that works, and some of the possibilities for everyone who has chronic pain, because I'm almost to a point I feel like I could write a book about it, because I'm in a world of, as we know, more alternative holistic methods to find solutions instead of patching and covering and treating symptoms, which is great at times if you have to function. And, you know, like my daughter said, Brandon, and you know her very well, Katie, she said, and she's been kind of like me most of her adult life, you know, I'm not going to take a drug, or I'm not going to do that. Well, she said, you know what, when you got two young children, you haven't slept in 2 or 3 days, and you've got a bad cold, or you've got this or that, sometimes survival is the first priority for the next 12 hours.
True. Yes.
And there's great wisdom in that if you just know where you can place it in the mix of your life, and know how to use it and how to not continue with it at a certain point and go to plan B, C, and D.
That's where people, I think, get stuck, is they don't go on to plan B, C, and D. They stay in plan A, where you're stuck in this loop of the snake eating its own tail. All we're doing is answering the symptoms, and we never go on to healing. And that's the training. People don't even know that there's another option. Don't even know that there's a plan B, C, or D. And it's a really horrible state to be in when you get there.
And, you know, you're exactly right. And the fact that it isn't people don't want a plan B, it's they don't know how to access it. And, you know, Nutrition World, one of my absolute hopeful legacies and purposes is to empower people with knowledge. That doesn't mean sell products. It means give you options to open the theater of many possibilities that you are not aware of if you stick in the same medical model. And I say constantly, creating a team approach, that doesn't mean you're getting rid of one person to count another one into your team. We can be a family team and have Dr. Green, and you can have, you know, coaches, you can have other people who are assisting you on this journey to better health and longer life.
Yeah, the point is you only know what you study, right? And doctors only know a window of what they study when they're extremely educated on what they know. They only know what they've studied. And it's the same way with your coaches. It's the same way with all your different experts and team members. You need different perspectives, and you need that kind of expertise to kind of knock on the door and say, hey, you've got this option if you want it.
Absolutely. And, you know, the medical system is very good at marketing themselves as the go-to for everything, and they simply are not. And I love Dr. Green because he actually recognizes the fact that there are a lot of limitations to their system, and there's a lot of miracles in their system. And I'm just I'm thrilled that we actually have an opportunity for people like you and I, Brandon, to sit here and maybe open at least one person's eyes to a new concept that there is hope. There are more options than you can believe of. And if one person has used an option and it was successful, that means you can do it also. And there's no guarantees, but the guarantee I do offer is if you don't search for options, you're going to be stuck.
It's very true. And the technology has come so far in nutraceuticals in the last 5 years. I mean, there's been so much added to the tools that we have available in naturopathy that's just really, really exciting, and gives us so many more options to support and help a person in their health. Just really great stuff.
And you are so right. And COVID has been a blessing for this openness of many people, including health professionals, that we need to be better, more aggressive, and more knowledgeable of taking care and building resilience within the human system. Because if not, we obviously see what can happen when you are weakened by either age, drugs, obesity, lack of nutrients, lack of exercise. You are setting yourself up for a pretty rocky road if anything comes within your view health-wise. So, yes, and I'm hoping, you know, we always have enemies that are trying to take us down. Senator Durbin right now is trying to introduce a bill that would be marginally devastating to your freedoms. And on Facebook, Vital Health Radio, there will be a little post there where you can click twice and actually say that you don't want this bill passed. So please look on Vital Health Radio Facebook.
Very important to do.
Yes.
Very important.
Well, guess what, Brandon? It's already time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with a guest from CHI Memorial, from Mary Ellen Locher Center. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green and Brandon, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with Dr. Green. He's out today, and we got Brandon Knight.
Hello, people.
Yes, and Brandon, I always welcome him to the show. We've already had such a great time. But today on this, we are talking to Megan Trewitt from the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Cancer Center. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Megan.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I met and knew Mary Ellen Locher, and I always talk about this every time we have a great guest from your place down there. And, you know, she was she really had a journey, there's no doubt, and a big story. And she still remembered so well. She was throughout the community. People followed her challenges with health on the media because she was quite open and honest about it. And she, you know, fought this cancer many times. And at the same time, she was one of those cool individuals, especially during the era that she was living in. She had one foot in the traditional medical model, but she had another one in more holistic models. She would come to me endlessly about, okay, what should I take to enhance the immune system, minimize chemotherapy side effects, or even enhance those things. And back in those days, I will have to say, there was very little confirmed research. There was a lot of experience and a lot of opinions, but really couldn't go into the literature and say, well, curcumin is so beneficial to this journey, or the right vitamin D level in blood, blank, blank, blank. We didn't have it, but she was so open-hearted, open-minded, and, you know, she did very well considering the level of health and the challenges she had. So I always like to talk about her. I loved speaking with her, and I mean, she came dozens and dozens of times. And because of her legacy, you know, there had obviously good things did come from that, which is the Mary Ellen Locher Center. But today, I know we're talking about Cancer Survivor Day, which is Sunday, June 5th. Tell people a little bit about that day.
Yeah, so the National Cancer Survivor Day, it's always the first Sunday in June. And it's a day that we take to just celebrate survivors, their family members, their friends, the medical professionals that help care for these individuals. We want to draw attention to the ongoing challenges of cancer survivorship. Once we are finished with our cancer treatment, there's still other things that continue on as we continue on our life. And so we like to make sure that we can promote the different resources that are available to these patients, all the ongoing research that's being done, and the survivor-friendly legislation that is aimed to help improve cancer survivors' quality of life.
I like that. And, you know, in fact, Brandon and I just spoke earlier about health challenges. And I'm always saying this, I really feel in order to rise to the top and be the best we can be, we need a team approach. And that's one thing, of course, you know, my view on team is also to bring in more nutrition than probably traditional does. But the things like all the things that Mary Ellen Locher Center and all of the options that you offer, I will almost guarantee you that most people are not aware that there's so much valuable plan A, B, and C's for their journey, and especially, as you said, not just during, but after. I mean, I'm looking here at the list of the education and the clinical social workers and dietitians and massage and oncology chaplains, support groups. I mean, down the list. So you want to talk a little bit more about that? Because
yeah.
I don't know. You tell me. I don't think most people realize that these things are available.
You're right. It is unfortunate that not everyone realizes we have these services at Memorial. So at the Mary Ellen Looker Breast Center, we have some of the breast oncology nurse navigators down at that actual location. But at the Center for Cancer Support that's located at the CHI Memorial Hospital, we have a whole staff available to do that, definitely that holistic approach to help caring for patients, their families during and after cancer treatment. So we do have the nurse navigators. We have our clinical social workers. They are licensed counselors, so they're great to talk to, and they're awesome with resource needs, helping people with resource needs. And then we do have dietitians as well, because we do know that what we consume definitely can impact how we feel, whether or not we're going through treatment. So we've got some dietitians up there. We work closely with the different physical therapists to help people maintain their body working the way that it needs to be working, to be feeling the best that they can. And then for a spiritual aspect, the oncology chaplain is there to help in any way with any, we can coordinate them coming to different appointments with the patients. It's very much so that holistic approach that we go with when we're talking about our Center for Cancer Support, which is part of the Reskiller and Cancer Institute. Our support groups are on Zoom right now with the pandemic. I'm hoping that's going to be changing soon. And then we do have a great resource library if anyone is interested in that as well. Oh, and we have wigs. So a lot of cancer treatments do cause significant hair thinning or hair loss. And that can be very impactful to our mental state, and we're changing physically how we look when we go through those treatments. And so we do have some wonderful people that donate wigs to us. So if a cancer patient is losing their hair because of their cancer treatment, we've got some options for them as well.
I love that, because, you know, just treating a patient is not the wisest thing. It's embracing the patient and offering the full spectrum of assistance. Because, you know, even if the treatment works 100%, it's still devastating just from the hair loss, the emotions, the spirit, the lack of physical. And some people won't recover if they're older and they already don't have a game plan in their life of the right purpose and the right exercise and diets. And again, people need a hand up, especially when they're going through these challenges. And I love the variety that is offered. Now, as far as someone, let's just say if they just finished their treatment, this would be probably the perfect time. But what if they've already like got 6 months down the road or a year? Is there a time limit to access this?
There is not a time limit. We are happy to offer our services and assistance to anyone that is going through a cancer diagnosis or at any point in their future. And they don't even have to have had treatments at Memorial Hospital. We just want to be there to support those patients.
That's phenomenal. It sounds like, Megan, you're just reintroducing people to life after cancer, or to cope with everything. And to get back into the game, as you could say, and start to be vibrant and actually live when they're so used to fighting a disease. It's a very noble thing that you're doing. It's very awesome. This is great.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I've been so impressed often with CHI Memorial and Mary Ellen Looker Center, because, you know, I've been doing this radio show with Dr. Green for 4.5 years, and I certainly come from a place that doesn't really, I don't have a lot of experience with traditional models and methods other than just the normal experience that people have. And I've just been reawakened to the fact that there's great jewels in regard to CHI Memorial. And I will say, I don't know enough about the other institutions, but I swear I don't see many of the other ones even holding a candle to what you guys and girls do within this organization. I'm just thrilled to death. So you're you're telling me that even if they don't do treatment at Memorial, then now is insurance paying for some of this, or how does that work?
So at the Reese Geller Cancer Institute, at the Center for Cancer Support, our services, the nurse navigators, the social workers, the dietitians, the chaplain, all of that is completely free of charge to the patient. We don't bill our insurance or their insurances. We don't charge the patient. Now, the physical therapy, that does get worked in with insurance. But everything else is free of charge for the patient. We just want to be able to help support them, to help them get through this and live their best life.
And so there doesn't sound like there's many restrictions. So if a person actually, say the physician said, I don't think we should do treatment, but you have cancer, that's, there's still a person who can come to this, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. And we can help them if they are wanting second opinions. We, the nurse navigators, can help kind of facilitate that for them, help them get what they need to be able to go whatever avenue they end up going. If they go into palliative care and anything like that, we can definitely assist them with.
That's
and
great.
Then we also have a wonderful call-in thing. It's called Cancer Connect. They can call in to 423-495-2222. And that is when, if a patient doesn't know who to call, what to call, they can call that 24/7. So there's always somebody on that line that can help answer questions and that can direct callers to the proper place to call to get the information that they're needing.
Wow, I love that. Repeat that number again in case someone was trying to grab a pen.
Yeah, it's called Cancer Connect, and it's 423-495-2222. And again, that's a 24/7 service that they can call into.
Well, you know, that I can just only imagine how that would feel to a person at midnight, and they're panicking or they're feeling awful, and just whether it be treatment or just disease related, and they feel isolated, and then they know they call this number, and there's actually some direction that they can go with options. And hope, to me, and I've said this so often, is the strongest medicine there is, stronger than any chemotherapy, is hope. And this gives hope to people because you have a plan, you have a team, you have an approach, and you have people who care. So that's wonderful, Megan. I did not expect that this many services would be offered, so I'm very impressed, and thank you so much. Anything else people need to know in regarding to contact, or was that phone number the main one?
That phone number is a great one for, especially if it's like after hours, you know, something other than traditional office hours. That people can also call the CHI Memorial Center for Cancer Support, and they are located at the Glenwood location, so the downtown location up on the third floor. Their phone number is 423-495-7778. And that is the direct phone number to the office where the nurse navigators are, the dietitians, the social workers. That's the number they would call to get a hold of any of those individuals. And again, that's 423-495-7778.
Lovely, lovely. And I want to remind people that this show will be posted on VitalHealthRadio.com about 3 days after it plays. So if you don't have a pen, you're driving down on the road, know that you can access this on VitalHealthRadio.com and just listen to the show on Wednesday or after, and you can get this same phone number. Megan, thank you so much. That was so, so helpful and informative, I know, to dozens of people.
Yes, thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, I'll have a couple words of wisdom and a couple more points to come. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green, normally I'm Ed Jones, here with Brandon, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. Stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes leave, and we call her Medicare Miss D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation, and we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, along normally with Dr. Green. He had to reschedule, and we got Brandon with us. And I spoke earlier that, you know, in this segment, I want to talk about two things, one of which is chronic pain and some options. But first, I want to talk about the carnivore diet. And before Brandon explains it, because he knows it backwards and forwards, I have to brag on my TikTok. I'm up to about 2.5 million views. That's Ed Jones 63. It's all about working out. And I'll also speak about a little bit about the carnivore diet. Now, that has been demonized over the many years, especially with some of these movies and documentaries that have come out that says if you have one morsel of meat, you're going to live 10 years less. It's all ridiculous. It's all packaged. It's all agenda. Now, there are bad things with some meats. They're horrible with the way they raise it. And if you see my Facebook about regenerative farming on Ed Jones, you know, I went to Missouri. This is the way to raise meat. This is the way to make it healthy. This is the way to make soils healthy. But tell people what a carnivore diet actually is, Brandon.
Well, it's a return to the diet that we used to have when we had a village lifestyle or even a nomad lifestyle, and we were foragers. And for hundreds, if not thousands of years, our body developed on that kind of diet, and it developed all kinds of systems to pull together into all kinds of functions that it would allow itself to heal and to operate optimally. And it did that through a carnivore diet that had a foraging aspect to it. And so we talk about the core four at Nutrition World, where you have your multivitamin, you have magnesium, you have a green drink, and then you have fish oil. And, you know, I pointed out before that kind of goes back to our foraging days, where we used to have an animal that we would eat, whether that be a lot of fish or whether that be a deer that we killed or something that came out of the forest or the jungle. and we would eat the organs of that animal. We wouldn't leave anything left behind on that animal. Everything down to the bone marrow, we would eat it. And our body would utilize those components very intrinsically. It would, like when we ate the liver, it has been shown, it's been clinically shown that when you eat something like the liver, that those nutrients go straight to the liver and the body utilizes that to rebuild, regenerate the liver, give it a lot of health. When you eat the kidneys of an animal, the same things happens for the kidneys. So the body just displaces those to the point to where it really supports the different functions and systems of the body in a way that nothing else really can. It's what we evolved on. And so a magnesium rich fiber diet with organ meats to supplement and to go throughout the system and really nourish us, that's what we had. And so the thought is, Dr. Saladino goes into this, and there's a really interesting character on the internet called the Liver King that goes into some of this. But he's the Liver King's actually even hunted with some of the tribes in Africa and whatnot that have this kind of diet. And the Liver King, the way that he got on it, his story is very interesting. He had two children that were full of autoimmune, that had a lot of things going on with them that were not great medically. It even threatened their lives. And he said, okay, I've done research. I've tried everything in the medical world. It isn't working. So we're going to go just to a complete carnivore diet and see if this will help us. And within a month, all the autoimmune was gone. Their children were living really great, full of energy, healthy, and had a lot of vitality. And he's like, man, there is something to this. And so they just stayed on it. And then the research that he did through Dr. Saladino and a few other people that have really put a lot of time into this really supports what he was doing. So it's a fascinating thing to study, but there is a way to do it properly and a way to do it improperly. And it's kind of like the whole Atkins thing that came out a long time ago. That isn't the right way to do keto.
Yes.
So at all. If you Google keto, you'll find all kinds of crazy diet tips on keto that are not the actual scientific and, dare I say, medical way of doing keto that is really effective and healthy for the body. It's the same way with the carnivore diet. You have to follow people that actually know what they're talking about and how we actually ate for our bodies in the ancient way that supports it and is healthy for it in the right way. Otherwise, this diet can be dangerous, just like the Atkins diet can be. So, but if you hit the mark, it is phenomenal. It recreates what the body actually needs. The concept is that, you know, many of the plants out there have defense and coping mechanisms that that protect them from predators and protect them from people eating them. And some of those are still in there, even things like kale and whatnot. Not to say that any of that stuff is completely unhealthy, but an overabundance of it can be for the body, they found. And so it's a really interesting thing if you want to go into the science of it and study it. It's fascinating to me, and I'm looking forward to really trying it.
That's a great explanation for it. And I've seen people definitely get some wonderful results when they had got zero results on medications and even nutrient therapies. Because of the anti-nutrients in some foods can be our enemy, and we don't really look into that. And I've always spoke about ancient wisdom. I value that more than any textbook that's ever been printed or any medical degree or nutrition degree that's ever been presented. Ancient wisdom is still what I long for, and I resonate with to a point that's almost, you know, it's 30 years or 40 of doing that. And I do follow a fairly good carnivore diet. If you really want to see a great debate on YouTube, Joel Fuhrman and Dr. Saladino, you Google that, because Joel Fuhrman is the one who says basically that you've got to live on all plant-based foods or you will not be healthy. And Saladino says that is going to be not possible. And they quote, Saladino quotes some very strong research that backs up his opinion on that. Again, the devil is in the details, but once I started doing more of that type of diet, it didn't help my hip any. We're going to talk about that, but there's a sense of well-being that comes from it that I had not experienced with my other many multitudes of dietary experiments throughout my life, and I've done them all, and I'm really sold on this. Now, do I still eat kale and broccoli and cauliflower? Every single day. I am not a purist about a carnivore because I don't think Saladino would eat those things, but I still 15% of my diet is going to be made up of colored vegetables that are cruciferous and. But again, it's the balance, and I feel very, very solid and good with that. So, and I do a protein, the paleo protein that we have at Nutrition World, which is glandular based, and it's the first one I have seen that I trust to not have chemicals, antibiotics, and all the things that we don't want. And the Liver King is on TikTok, a very interesting gentleman, there's no doubt.
No question.
And I love the fact that he has a personal story with his children, and he's a little bit nutty, but I can say that without feeling that's an insult, because I feel that I'm a little definitely nutty myself in so many different ways. I want to talk real quick here before I even talk about chronic pain. Monkeypox, May 7th, 2022 is when they first started seeing some monkeypox. What it is it's related to smallpox. Yes, it's related. But the patient at this point recovers with no treatment. One, it is not readily transmissible. Two, it looks really ugly, but it is not something that we should be concerned about at this point. Now, Dr. Malone, who I really, really respect this guy, I saw him downtown when he came to Chattanooga. Very, very well spoken, intelligent and wise physician. He says, unless there has been a genetic mutation, monkeypox is not a significant risk. So stop the fear-mongering, misinformation, and disinformation, and go live your life. And that is exactly right. So don't let the media pull another one on us.
What is it with media today?
Well, it sells their stuff.
It has to be money-driven. Because I remember the mm-hmm. segment over monkeypox, they said they switched to how many people have it, and there was like three in the United yeah. States, and they were doing a whole segment on it. I don't understand.
No, I do not either. I want to say here within the next 5 minutes, I woke up about 18 months ago with a significant hip issue. Where it came from, not really sure. It just kind of came out of the clear blue. Been to two orthopedics, three PTs, massage therapist, endless list, about five other types of therapy, really to no avail. Well, here's what I've learned from all of that. One is, again, I want to embrace this as a curriculum in my life. It is a teacher, but it also, you know, I want to be done with it. I'm ready to graduate from this class, Brandon, I'll tell you.
I'll bet.
Because it's not just pain. It's at point, it's disabling. And I've used a cane. I've had to use a cane a pretty good amount, actually. But what I want to say is I'm really invested in the fact that chronic pain is often there for a reason other than we're broken, because many times the body actually does heal itself almost always, or it manages itself. But what happens is the brain's purpose is to protect you from perceived danger. So once you've had pain more than a month or 6 weeks, it kind of gets locked into a circuitry that the brain is afraid not to create pain because it still thinks there's perceived danger. Mm-hmm. And that is real. Let me tell you, people, there is zero doubt. I went through this about 3.5 years ago for 3 months, and I went and got hypnotized, and it went away for a whole year. So I know there's some emotional, mental pathways that are not where they need to be. So Dr. McClanahan, who's at Nutrition World, I did a podcast with him on this topic because Dr. John Sarno has taught this principle for decades. And Dr. McClanahan and I did a wonderful podcast at nutritionw.com. You just scroll all the way down to the podcast and listen to what he says. Second is I've done a consultation with a guy named Dan on Pain Free You. It's called Pain Free You on YouTube. Amazing. He puts out content every single day about how to handle chronic pain. And then thirdly, I go to Rev. Rev Downtown has been a avenue of optimizing my health in many areas, which is a hands-on technique. Doesn't require me to do anything but lay down. I go every Thursday at 11:30 because locked in emotions create frustration, hardships, lack of healing, lack of a lot of things that we could possibly attain if we have these emotions that have been buried. And Rev helps to remove some of those, not remove, but to allow them to pass through. And I know you've done a lot of work similar to that, haven't you?
Well, locked-in emotions support the circuitry that keeps you in a loop of pain.
Loop. I love that.
You know, that loop, I have experience with that, too. In 2008, I couldn't walk for 8 months because of a car accident. My hips rotated on their axis. And all the nerves going down my back were brushed up against those hips every time I moved. There's only one position I could be in for 8 months without screaming in pain. Had to be carried to the restroom, everything. And, you know, one of the ways that I overcame that was 6 hours of meditation a day.
Wow.
I did binaural beats, meditation, and I also did disc decompression therapy with a chiropractor. And I did my own exercises to loosen up my back and make it go, make the body respond, hopefully, is what I was at the time I was hoping, without surgery, to the point where the body shifted. But it all happened because I knew that my brain needed to be retrained. I knew that I had to work on the belief systems that got me to the point to where I was in such chronic pain. And so that worked for me. And right when I could walk on a cane, I went to the Amazon and learned from shamans. And I walked out of the Amazon just feeling really free, had no pain in my back at all, and was doing really well. But part of that training was retraining beliefs, retraining circuitry systems that keep you in the loop. So it's real. That's all very, very valid. That resonates with my experience as well.
Love it. And we also know that we need to, again, create the team approach for that. You're not going to get that from your regular healthcare practitioner.
Very true.
And I want to say this. You know, I've lived 65 years, and I was always, if I do the right thing, I'll never have to take any prescription drugs. Well, you know, that's not reasonable, actually. So yeah. I've been on a pretty strong painkiller in order to survive, not just to feel better, to actually get to work and to move and to still go to the gym, which I have not missed one day in 18 months. But what's happened with those painkillers, and I should know better, is they, when you take painkillers more than a month, they actually kind of, again, reprogram the pain receptors to a point where when you get off of them, the pain that would have been a level 4 becomes a level 8.
Yeah.
And so I am now 2 weeks plus a little bit with zero painkillers. Let me tell you, people, the first week was horrendous. And I can already tell I am turning the corner significantly because I'm retraining those pain receptors, because the pain wasn't an 8. It was a 4, but it was doubled to an 8 because the pain had gotten used to having painkillers. We have to have an anti-inflammatory diet, use the right nutrients, and support the body and do emotional work if you ever want to get out of this. Hey, guess what? It is already the time to take a break, Brandon. Man, this is fast-paced.
Yes, sir.
Because we are rock and rolling. And when we come back, we'll have a few words of wisdom from me and a couple other notes. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green and Brandon Knight, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
NASCAR is cranking it up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, normally with Dr. Green, here with Brandon. Had a wonderful, wonderful show. Normally we have Dr. Green have his spiritual moment, but today my words of wisdom come from the Daily Stoic, which I'm really connected to. I do a lot of reading, and I really feel like I would love to do a lot more readings, but my life is so busy. But it's such an avenue to wisdom, some of the ancient teachings, even recent ones. But this one is from the Daily Stoic. It's a phase, all of it. Not just with your kids and the tantrums or the teenage rebellion, but also with whatever the cultural moment is, be it political correctness or aggressive anti-intellectualism. Marcus Aurelius would remind himself that even pain itself is a phase, one that would either end or end him. When you're stressed, depressed, anxious, angry, losing hope, you must remind yourself of this too. All of it is a phase. It's a phase in your relationship. It's a phase in the economy. It's a phase in the politics. Things boom and things bust, but never forever. Things feel boring. Things feel incredibly exciting, but never forever. They go up, they go down, they come and they go. They change, and in their changing, they test us. If we can look at them with a little perspective, we can bear them better. We don't know when they'll end, as Marcus was saying, only for certain that they will. Whether we'll be around to see this is an open question, but at the same time also a kind of answer too. And if we can remember that always, we will have passed the test of change. And you know, I remember Wayne Dyer saying so long ago, he said, we don't really have problems, we have situations. And you know, me mentally, I for years tucked that. And when I would think, oh my gosh, look at this problem that I have. If I just switch that word to look at this situation I have, it was kind of a game changer for me. What do you think about that, Brandon?
Absolutely. You know, the thing that we all have is evolution. That's kind of it's the evolution of the human spirit, evolution of the human experience. Mm-hmm. And in that, the only constant that you have is change. And, you know, all you have to do is remain in a meditative state. And most of the time things will completely come out the way that they were intended to come out, better than what you had hoped that they would in the end, most of the time. That's been my experience. So life is always working out for me. And if you focus on well-being as a constant and meditate on that, then most of the time that's what you draw to you is more well-being. And no matter what you're facing, if you keep well-being as your focus, that's what you're going to gravitate toward, and that will be the change that you emanate. It's really great stuff.
Yes, it is, and I don't think it's something that's quite in the daily conversations of many people, internally or externally. And the old ancient word, amor fati, the love of fate. And when I classify everything as bad and good, life is a lot more turbulent and more difficult to journey through because so many things. COVID was good and bad both. Everything in my life has been good and bad both. And neither am I, I'm trying not to be attached to either word because it isn't about good or bad. It's about evolving, as you said, and embracing with mindfulness this moment. Because if this moment's okay, it's really all right. It truly is.
It's true.
I want to say real quickly again, I always speak a little bit about the EMF issue. I just feel it's a duty of those of us who are true blue in this path of trying to inform and empower people. And there's no perfect solution. I'm not going to go back to living without technology and don't want to. I just want to manage things to the best of my ability. Again, going to sleep at night with everything away from your head is very important. Looking at your house, making sure that you're not exposing yourself to crazy levels. But there was a study that, and this could be controversial, holding your cell phone up to your head is not a good thing. Let me just tell you that. It is simply not. And the Bluetooth in your ear is not perfect, but it's less EMFs in some cases, not all, and we're going to learn more about this. There's going to have to be improvement of technology to allow us to use things that can be dangerous with less danger. And so, you know, when I see everybody with these cell phones up to their head, it's a scary thing because it does cause changes within the cellular structure. And when they study, the medical people study one isolated incident or product or treatment, that's different than looking at a human situation that already has lived 50 years. They have had all these vaccines. They've had sicknesses. They've had poor nutrition. They've had stress. They've had lack of sleep. They've had dozens of things go on. So adding one more to the mix sometimes is what tips people to the massive decline and sliding down of their health that they never recover from. So sometimes it's not the last thing you did. That was the tipping point. Same with EMFs, same with bad food, same with a lot of drugs, because there's people who do those that do quite well. But it's that, how big is that cup filled in each of us, and how close are we to be on the edge of that cliff where if I do one more thing, I'm going to slide down? Well, we don't know where we are with that. That's why we need to empty the cup regularly with the right dietary habits, cleansing, doing saunas, meditating, managing your sleep, doing the nutrients, reducing EMFs, and being very cautious about medications, and also living a life of unhappiness. That also can create a lot of toxicity within the emotional wiring within us, that then even if you do the right things, it's not going to work well. So, and this doesn't mean living in a cave. It doesn't mean you have to study all day long. It's just kind of, and we talked about this, Brandon, ancient wisdom.
Yes.
Just going back to that.
Being more connected, you know, is the whole point. I think a major component of ancient wisdom is connection. The indigenous understanding of self, the connection back to the self, connection back to your own body, trusting your body. We've been taught not to trust our body at all. We've been taught not to trust a process at all, that we have to interrupt it somehow, and that is broken. And the process is not broken. The only thing that's broken is the way that we think about things. Our perspective oftentimes can be broken. And if we can uproot that perspective and get more balance and more acceptance and a little bit more resilience peppered in, then we can hang on to something that can give us hope until things change and we can have more equilibrium. And that's very important in your health, for sure.
Absolutely. And the one thing that as I age here, I am 65, really, really soon. I'm getting ready to get my Medicare in 7 more weeks. But the worship of the intellect is, to me, one of the worst disasters of this country and
absolutely
world. Because having knowledge is amazing, but in some ways, but it can be devastating because it closes the mind of these textbook intellects, because they know it all and no one else does, because they were taught it from these other people who thought they knew it all. Also, wisdom and intelligence is, to me, the path of a journey of life. And so using it, but not being controlled by it, is the path that I feel is very wise. And I want to plug one single thing at Nutrition World. The Zunta Bar is back in. Zunta Bar is the formula of protein bar that I formulated. And it is, we sell tremendous amounts of those because it's unlike any bar you've ever had. Got to put a plug in for my Zunta bar because
truly, it's an amazing bar. I mean, I've been in the industry for 25 years. I've never really seen anything like it. It's great.
Appreciate that. Well, guess what, Brandon? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green and Brandon from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.